What is Head Start?
It's an attempt to build resilience to cope with the strains and stresses of life, particularly modern life for young people. We also know that if those problems are not dealt with at an early stage, they can be lifelong and have a really, really scarring effect both on that young person's life, their family, and so on.
So I guess you could kind of say that you're trying to nip it in the bud, really, before it comes a bigger issue. Is that right?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's fair to say, I think, that these pressures for many young people are quite a big issue already. But you're absolutely right. It is about seeking to tackle the problem relatively early. We're looking at young people aged between 10 and 16. As we say, if these problems are not dealt with at that stage, then undoubtedly, in many cases, they will go on to cause severe problems throughout their lifetimes.
So what will the training actually involve?
Some aspects of it will be web-based resources that actually will be available to young people, to schools and to others across the county as a whole. It's called the Kent Resilience Hub. But then also there will be training for staff, particularly in schools, but in a whole range of other settings, in terms of recognising the problems, supporting young people in dealing with them.
Now, some might say that obviously it's quite sad that we've reached a stage where we've had to obviously kind of implement a scheme like this. So why is this such an issue in young people between obviously the ages of 10 and 16, like you say?
One element which clearly has it changed dramatically in the last 10 years is technology. And I think that generates its own particular pressures, great opportunities, but also great pressures. I think there are other factors. Many aspects of adolescence, including around school, are probably more demanding, more pressured now than they were. Family breakdown has undoubtedly increased over the years. With this initiative, we can start to turn the tide a bit. If it's simply going to be another program of a set of public sector agencies doing things with money that's time limited, then whatever good we do will not last. What's important is we actually build something that will last and beyond the 5 years of this programme.
Yeah, actually brings me on quite nicely to my next point, was the length of the programme in itself. Obviously, it does seem like quite a long time in the scheme of things. 5 years, obviously, within that time, children and teenagers change an awful lot. So do you think the programme will develop as it goes on?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's designed to learn as it goes.